All right, welcome to it. It is Winning Cures Everything tonight. That's right, we have 20 games that we are going to go over. Let's just kick into it. Let's go on and hit the intro and see what we got.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. We got a lot to get into this evening. Been a long time since I've done the live show. At least on Winning Cures Everything, right? I've done the BetUS stuff this week. I'm feeling good about that. But right now, we are doing this ourselves. We are having a good time. Let me go on and remind you, bettingcfb.com is the spot to get my bonus content. Hopefully, all of you guys have already seen it. We've done fairly well over there with the picks. And hey, as the season progresses, more and more bonus content as we get more statistics to be able to give out. So yes, lots going on there. Three Dog Thursday is tomorrow on this channel. TJ Reeves hosts that. I don't know if I'm going to be on it or not tomorrow. We'll see. I got a lot going on. A whole lot going on. So make sure and tune in with him. Probably going to be around 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, if you've not already watched the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, we had a fun show today. It was a good time. It was a very, very good time. All right, like and subscribe. You guys know what to do. I see several people already in here. Steven's in here. He said volume is really low. Well, we'll see what's up with that. I'm not certain what to do with the low volume anymore. Hats off to having South Carolina. Most didn't, said Kenneth. Yeah, last week. I mean, it just got to 10.5. It was just too much. It was just way too much. All right, let me turn that down a little bit. Turn this up, and maybe that changes things. Da-da-da. And we'll boost that a little bit. Maybe that'll change it up. Steven, let me know if that helps. Scotty jumps in. My lock of the week is Arkansas. UAB looks bad, don't they? I mean, they look really, really bad. So I'm not too interested in them. We're going to try and go through these fairly quickly. So I'll do five at a time, give you my pick. I'm going to put my stats on the screen so that you guys can see it, and we'll just roll through. I'm going to tell you which way I lean. You know, went 8-11 on these last week. It wasn't great, but 11-9 the first week. So that's good. I did not put those down correctly in the spreadsheet. So, but there's a link in the description if you want to follow along with all the different picks that I've made on this show over the past 2 weeks. And we'll just keep it going. 20 games a week, there's plenty. Corby jumps in. Go Blazers. They did their best. Corby, that man, you know Dilfer, it does not look great right now. Like what he put on the field against Louisiana Monroe. It was almost like the UAB players wanted Brian Vincent to win that game. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, on a rewatch, it was rough. Very, very rough. That's a rough situation. All right. Let's go on and get this thing rolling. Let's find a timer so that I can actually keep up with. There we go. All right. So we're already 5 minutes in. You guys know what's up. All right. What else? Have you liked and subscribed? Click the like button. Let's do that. All right. Let's jump in. Let's go on and start it off. Game number one on the docket. Da-da-da. There we go. Yeah, that looks all right, doesn't it? Looks all right. Okay. Arkansas State is going to Michigan. 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, of course, at Big Ten Network. Michigan is a 22.5 point home favorite. 47.5 is the total. This thing was at 23.5. It's come down a little bit, as you can see on the stats. Up there at the top, that is my power rating plus current season stats model. And it's got Michigan by 19.5. I'm real weird about this because I think this thing got hit by Arkansas State at first and then it steamed back up a little bit. It's just kind of been all over the place. I'm going to go with Michigan minus 22.5 because it's different than my model. Michigan current strength of schedule is number 7. They've played Fresno. They've played Texas. Arkansas State should have gotten beat by Central Arkansas. And honestly, maybe should have gotten beat by Tulsa last week. Tulsa was up big. Arkansas State had a great second half. Arkansas State, 82.5 plays per game thus far on offense. They played quick, but Michigan, I don't believe, is going to let them do that. Michigan got kind of embarrassed last week, I think you could say. But this is a bit of a look-ahead spot. They got to get that offense working, right? They got USC coming up next week. I don't want nothing to do with that, right? So they've got to... Typically, I would say this is a look-ahead spot, but I don't want to be Arkansas State in this position because they got to get the offense going. They got to get the running game going. I think Sherrone Moore is going to try some different stuff with the quarterbacks. This feels like a spot where you got to get right. And Arkansas State has gotten lucky enough 2 games in a row that I don't believe that they will do it this time. Arkansas State 0-2 against the spread thus far, but they are 2-0. Butch Jones, head coach there. You can see all the coaching stuff down there at the bottom. Michigan, offensive red zone conversion percentage, 31 in the country. They're number 16 in offensive red zone touchdown rate. The problem is they didn't get there very often against Texas. So, and anybody that gets into the red zone against Michigan, they don't really score, right? Michigan, number 2 in defensive red zone conversion percentage. Yeah, give me Michigan, minus 22.5 on this one. All right, we move over, and we are going to Texas Tech and North Texas. And I feel weird about this one because I don't think Texas Tech is very good this year. But you see, number 2 and number 3 in the country in plays per game. I mean, that's pretty nuts, pretty nuts. The number here, 11 a.m. Central Time, FS1. And Texas Tech is a 9.5-point favorite, total of 69.5 on this. It's come down from 10.5. Actually, it came down from even higher than that. I think it was like 13 at one point when it initially hit, and then, of course, it hit all the other sports books. It was down to like 11, 10.5, somewhere around there. Now it's below 10. I still think I trust North Texas. I'm not a Baron Morton fan. And Taj Brooks looks like he's probably going to come back this week. If he does, they'll probably blow this number out of the water. But I think North Texas is actually pretty good. Like, their chemistry is gelling right now. This is a fun football team. Like, Eric Morris, the head coach here, he's fantastic. Jordan Davis, the offensive coordinator, both of them have worked together. Zach Kittley is a lot of fun, the offensive coordinator for Texas Tech. But he and Joey McGuire have kind of gotten stuck in their ways a little bit. You look at the 5 factors rank for these two teams. North Texas, surprisingly, number 72 in that metric, and Texas Tech is number 86. I found that very interesting. I don't think, and neither of these teams get off to hot starts at all, right? First half point margin, Texas Tech is number 111, and North Texas number 84, but second half, North Texas number 8, and Texas Tech is number 77. So a little bit of a difference there. Any major things? I mean, both of them turn the ball over at not very good rates right now. Number 121 and number 106. Penalties per game, both are tied at number 127, averaging 10.5 penalties a game. That's absurd. But net points per drive, North Texas is better. You look at the strength of schedule that both of these teams have faced thus far. Texas Tech obviously better because they went to... Corby jumped in. Brooks should be out. I'm rolling North Texas plus 9.5. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to take that here. And look, these are not my official plays. Go to the BetUS College Football Show. Go to bettingcfb.com. That is where you can get my official plays. These are the leans. This is what I would do if I had to bet it. So I'm going to take North Texas plus the 9.5. I don't think we're going to get back to 10. I really don't. I don't feel good about that. All right, next one up. Let's keep it moving. Boston College at Missouri. This one's 11:45 a.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. And Missouri, a 16.5 point favorite, total of 53.5. That's come down from 54.5. And you see the stats on here. Boston College by 18.73, just based totally on the stats that have been played out thus far. But when you look at power rating plus stats up here, Missouri minus 17.5 on that. I've got a lot of friends that really like Missouri on this. You see all the green. I mean, these two teams are playing insanely well, like really, really well. Teams are throwing at Boston College's defense a lot, 67.82% thus far, and they've only played Duquesne and Florida State. Duquesne didn't score on them. Florida State only put up 10. You look at offense, I mean, they're fantastic at throwing the ball, which is surprising, but they only throw it, as you see here, their pass rate less than 30% of the time, 29.79%, but they're good at it. They're number 9 in passing success rate, etc. Missouri's defense, granted, Missouri has played 2 tomato cans, but still, the numbers are the numbers, right? So when you look at stats, for whatever reason, based on plays per game, based on however this formula pulls this up, they've got Boston College by 18.73. You look at power rating, etc., it completely flips it. It's got Missouri minus 17 point whatever. I think that I'm going to go with Boston College here. And it's not because I like Bill O'Brien. It's not any of that. I don't think this Missouri defense is as good as they have played thus far. And Missouri next week, and let's see who Boston College has next week. Boston College is dealing with Michigan State next week. And then Missouri is dealing with Vanderbilt next week. The Fighting Commodores. I went off on a little diatribe about Vanderbilt today and how much I like them. We'll hit on Vanderbilt in a little bit. But yeah, 16.5 just feels like too much. I think Boston College is actually a pretty good football team. So I'm, you know, you look at the current strength schedule on these. Right there, number 128 for Missouri and number 45 for Boston College. Yeah, I'm going to trust what I've seen thus far. I like Boston College here plus the 16.5. All right, takes us over to game number 4. And let's move to the Miami Hurricanes hosting the Ball State Cardinals. And this one, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, ACC Network. Miami, a 36.5 point favorite, total of 55.5 on the game. Typically, you see a number like 55.5 with a favorite of 36.5. Well, you see on there, the implied score here is 45.5-9. My stats model has it 58-14. I mean, that's a really high total. 72 on this. I mean, get out of here. What are we talking about? Look, typically, I would think that Miami would just name their score here. And maybe they wouldn't let their foot off the gas. But Miami plays at USF next week. I don't think they're too interested in running it up on Ball State. But maybe I'm wrong about this. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm going to say Ball State plus 36.5 because, I mean, it's tough to put up that many points over and over and over again. But you see, I mean, their offense, Miami is rolling right now. Number 10 in PPA per pass. They're number 18 PPA per rush. Their passing success rate is number 17, number 8 in passing explosiveness. Ball State's only played one game. That's why their numbers are not fantastic. But whew, I mean, this is rough. Look at this, five factors plus talent. The five factors, by the way, it's based on Bill Connelly's five factors that he did at SB Nation forever ago. But yeah, Corby jumped in. Hurricane coming too. Agree with the dog. Yeah. Based on, I guess that does make sense. That does make sense. All right, so long story short, I'm going Ball State here. I don't like laying that much in a game, even if it's Tennessee's offense. Game number 5. Oh, Notre Dame, what did you do last week? It was not good. It was very not good. Lost outright at home to Northern Illinois. You would think that this would be the bounce back spot, right? This would be the spot where, hey, all right, we were embarrassed last week. Let's go out and let's show somebody. I think Purdue is actually pretty good. That can be terrifying, right? And so if Purdue is actually pretty good, then they are going to give Notre Dame all kind of problems. This thing was at 12.5 when I created the spread, when I created the model. But it's down to 9.5 now. Oh, by the way, the time on this, 2:30 p.m. Central on CBS. It's Notre Dame by 9.5, a total of 45.5. I've gone with a lot of dogs already. Probably going to go dog again here because I just don't trust Notre Dame. I don't think that Riley Leonard can throw the football. And, yeah, we talked about them in the game against Texas A&M. Oh, yeah, they were able to not play bully ball, but they just made less mistakes. We'll say that. In this situation, I don't think, you know, Purdue's only played one game. But Hudson Card looks like he knows what he's doing. Number 129 in penalties per game for Purdue. They had 11 penalties in that first game. Did not matter. This is Graham Harrell with a Hudson Card has actually been pretty good. Like pretty, not terrible. How's that? And this year it's actually looking good. And there's nothing on here that I like about Notre Dame, really. They were not able to stop the run very well against A&M or really against Northern Illinois. I don't feel good about this team whatsoever. They're number 100 in offensive line yards given up, number 88 in stuff rate. This was supposed to be a good defense. And the secondary is good. But if you can't get push up front, then that's a problem. And maybe Purdue's not the team that will be able to take advantage of that. But I don't know. I mean, these Big Ten teams they're pretty rough. They are pretty rough. So give me Purdue plus 9.5. On this, I wish it was still double digits. You could still probably get a double digit out there, but that's the way that I'm going to go on that one. Right quick, let me tell you, don't forget to check out Three Dog Thursday. Like the video. Thumbs up. All that good stuff. There's Drew in here. That's what I'm talking about. Scotty's in here. Kenneth's in here. You guys are awesome. I appreciate y'all being in the chat. So toss in whatever questions you got, or just tell me which way you're going on these. Yeah, Scotty said Miami just wants to come out of this game healthy against Ball State. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. They can name their score and still get out of the game healthy, right? I mean, they could put up 35 in the first quarter, toss on another two touchdowns by halftime. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, Drew said he likes Notre Dame to right the ship here, get the running game going, look towards the under. Yeah, I mean, 45.5. Yeah, I would expect more running. To be completely honest, other than, you know, with Purdue, they throw the ball nearly 60% of the time thus far on the season. And that was against an FCS opponent. Notre Dame's offense is actually throwing the ball 51% of the time, which you would not expect, but still. All right, carrying on, let's move into our next one. All right, Texas A&M is headed to Gainesville. And Florida, a 3.5-point home dog, total of 46.5, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. That's right, part of this SEC on ESPN stuff. And I've got people that really like Florida right now. Colin over at the Action Network just put in a play on Florida plus 3.5. I can't get there, right? I mean, the stats model, A&M minus 8.52. About 28, 29 to 20, somewhere around there. Power rating has got A&M by about 5.5 here. But man, I want Florida to win, which I know sounds ridiculous, but I feel like I just want something good for Billy Napier to happen, right? I know that's ridiculous, but I don't know. I think, yeah, Drew said can't let Riley Leonard can't let Riley throw 51% if they want to win. He's 100% right. When it comes to Florida, there's not a stat on here that I feel good about with this team other than they've been more explosive this year. They're number 17 in offensive explosiveness, number 37 in defensive explosiveness allowed, and they're number 20 in net explosiveness. Texas A&M is not explosive at all. Number 133 in offensive explosiveness, number 131 in defensive allowed. But their defensive success rate, like, you're not going to be able to sustain drives on this defense. They're number 11 in success rate. Rushing success, they're number 12. And that's the thing that Florida, I believe, would prefer to do, although they are passing the ball more than they are running right now. I think the A&M defense is good enough. And then on offense, A&M is running it at 56% of the time, whatever 56% clip. And I don't really trust Florida's defense. So I think when I look at it, you know, the five factors rank and everything else. Now, granted, A&M played a team that is not explosive enough in Notre Dame and lost at home. And Florida played a team in Miami that is incredibly explosive and will embarrass you if you do not find a way to stop them, which is exactly what happened with Cam Ward and them. I want to back the guys that are back in Florida. I can't do it. Give me A&M minus the 3.5. I don't see it. I do not see it with this Florida team. All right, next up, we got Minnesota. They are hosting Nevada, who has been a welcome surprise, honestly. Like, I'm very, very surprised with Nevada. 17.5 is the spread in favor of the Golden Gophers. 43.5 is your total, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on the Big Ten Network. And, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's take a look at these numbers. It opened at Minnesota minus 14.5. It's up to 17.5. It has gone past where my power rating plus stats metric is, which would be Minnesota minus 16.9. So 17-ish, somewhere around there. I think that I want to go Nevada because it's moved so much already. But hey, you know what? Screw it. Why not? 17.5. I like taking dogs. I'm going to take Nevada plus the 17.5 because I don't trust Minnesota's offense to be able to put up a bunch of points. I think that's easy enough, right? Points per game margin, Minnesota 23. I mean, they did handle business against an FCS team. Probably should have put up more points on the board. I know that we can count on the field goal kicker to probably miss a kick or two, especially after that first game. And I'm thankful because I had North Carolina in the game, but still. I mean, what are we doing? College kickers, right? You look at the five factors rank, you look at everything else, like, this defense is still pretty good, especially against the pass. Luckily, that's not what Nevada does. When it comes to rushing, Nevada runs the ball 56% of the time, almost 57. They're 59 in rushing success rate, number 79 in PPA per rush. Yes, Minnesota's defense is better than that, but you look at what Minnesota is doing next week, and they've got Iowa next week. So I don't expect them to be super focused on this game. And what Jeff Choate is doing at Nevada is commendable. He's got Matt Lubick as the offensive coordinator. They're doing some really crazy stuff here. The defense for Minnesota is not going to be used to this kind of a scheme. This is the Kansas offense that Nevada is running. I think that they will be able to, Nevada's 1-2 overall, but they're 2-1 against the spread. I think I trust them here. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Give me Nevada plus 17.5 on this one. Carrying on, oh man, speaking of another Big Ten team, Troy is headed to Iowa. Iowa, a 22.5-point favorite, total of 38.5, 3 p.m. Central Time on FS1. And, oh, that's a lot of red on the screen right there. Oh. Troy, new head coach Gerard Parker, however you want to say it, former Notre Dame offensive coordinator, and former Neil Brown protege. Neil Brown, that's at West Virginia, he was the former Troy head coach, and, you know, they decided to bring him back. I did not agree with the hire. Their five factors rank is pretty bad. They're 0-2 against the spread and straight up. They could not cover even 18.5 at Memphis last week, and Memphis did not exactly play well in that game. So, you look at the offense. You know, this Iowa defense, not very used to seeing stuff like this, right? Now, yeah, when it comes to all of these, scoring opportunities per game, points per scoring opportunity, third down attempts per game, third down conversion percentage, fourth down conversion percentage, like blah, 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 blah. Offensive touchdowns per game, all that. But when it comes to, like, stopping the run, number 117 in stuff rate. Now, granted, Troy is number 131 in stuff rate allowed, so that's not good. Can't even take advantage where Iowa's weakness is. That's going to be a problem. Turnovers, Troy's not very good there. Points per play margin, Troy's not good there. This screams Iowa, but man, does anybody feel good about betting Iowa to cover more than 3 touchdowns in a game? Like, I know they did against an FCS opponent in week 1, but like 22.5 against an actual FBS team, even at home. And we just talked about it. They got Minnesota next week. I think we're going to see more running the ball this week. They're only running it 53% of the time. I think you might get to see Brendan Sullivan this time, the Northwestern transfer that came in, because of Cade McNamara. That ain't it. That ain't it. I know that. I don't feel good about it. Scotty said, Iowa still smarting from last week. Troy may not score. They might not score. But even if they don't score, do you expect Iowa to score more than 21? I mean, like some of these stat models that I've got together, they work a whole lot better when you got more data points. This thing's got Iowa 35-13. 35 points from Iowa against an FBS team? I don't know. I like Tim Lester, but man, I'll take Troy here, but only because I think it's a bit of a look-ahead spot. I don't trust Iowa's offense to score. You know what it is? They did me wrong last week. That's because I was on them. Like, I believed in that team last week. I thought the offense was turned around, and Cade McNamara goes out and throws the ball 29 times for 99 yards. The hell out of here. Like, what are we doing? So irritating. I get so irritated with this bunch. All right. So Troy plus 22.5. I'm taking so many dogs. Good gracious. All right. Next one up. If you keep wondering why I'm looking all over the place, on this side, I've got OBS that's actually broadcasting. On this side, I've got the stat sheet. Up here, I've got the schedule so I can see what they got coming up next or what they just had. And up there is the YouTube stuff so I can read your comments. So, there you go. All right. Utah at Utah State. Utah State, a 20.5-point home dog. Total of 44.5, 3:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. And this one's interesting, right? Because stats model loves what Utah has done thus far. Cam Rising looks like he's probably going to be out. Hat tip to Corby on that one. You see my power rating and stats model up at the very top of the screen. Utah minus 29. And yet the line is 20.5 and has gone down. Is there anything that Utah State has done thus far that would make you feel good about betting on them? 48-0 to USC, and that was USC on a short week. Like, I want to see, I've still got Blake Anderson as the head coach here. I got to update my data set. Good gracious. This thing is 44.5. I think that's, Corby just jumped in. OVA. Yeah, that's the number I think you were looking for. I think you were looking for a 44, but at 44.5, yeah, probably go over at that. I like Corby's thinking on this because, Utah is not going to want to be hamstrung by whether or not Cam Rising is going to play every week. So you're going to want to go out. Andy Ludwig, the offensive coordinator, maybe he comes out, he decides to let the young guy come in and get a few things rolling. Utah State's defense is putrid. Like, mean, they are so bad. Scotty said Cam Rising isn't very durable. Exactly. You got to get the young guy in. Get some game shots, right? Utah State, 128 in defensive success rate. Like, number 131 rushing. And you look at what Whittingham likes to do. He likes to run the ball. They hadn't been great at it thus far. But also, they hadn't been great at throwing the ball either. Like, I don't know. I expect them to be able to run here. I expect them to be able to do pretty much anything they want to, because I don't think Utah State's very good. And on the other side, that Utah defense is exactly what you would think it is. I mean, they're fantastic. But this right here, the five factors rank, just based on no talent whatsoever, number 14 and number 126. You toss in the talent, and you got number 9 and number 122. I mean, this could be a shellacking even without Cam Rising. Yeah, I'll take Utah, but I like Corby's thought process, and I'm probably gonna hit this. I'm gonna hit this over. I'm gonna hit the over. Da, 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 da. All right, game number 10. Oh yeah, that's right. Old Dominion at home hosting Virginia Tech. And I think you all remember what happened the last time that Old Dominion hosted Virginia Tech. Old Dominion won that game outright. The total right now is 48.5. Virginia Tech is a 14.5-point favorite in this thing. 5 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. Virginia Tech petitioned somebody and said, please don't put this game on national television where people can find it. Put it behind a paywall. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I think Old Dominion's actually fairly decent, or decent enough anyway. I don't know what the situation is with the quarterback at Virginia Tech. I don't know if Drones is playing. I know he played some last week, but they also played Schley some, and they did that in the first game. And I don't know. Something to pay attention to with this. Like, until Drones is back, just like back, and like he's the only guy taking snaps, then that's when I will feel better about it. In the meantime, I mean, this thing went from 13.5 up to 14.5, went from 50.5 down to 48.5 as far as the total. I kind of like Old Dominion here, especially at 14.5. Again, me taking dogs, who would have thought, right? Oh, here we go. Corby always got this damn injury information. Way more than I do. He said, Drones is good. ODU quarterback is hurt. He did get hurt at the end of that East Carolina game, didn't he? This gets tricky. Very, very tricky. Corby said, sorry, don't mean to keep slapping with the injuries. Hey, keep slapping me with the injuries. Because this stuff is incredibly important, especially in the day of the transfer portal, et cetera, because ain't none of these fools got depth anymore. So, all right, this is easy. We're keeping this one simple. Give me Virginia Tech. If Old Dominion's quarterback is out, I don't trust them to be able to score. I mean, they're not Vanderbilt, right? So, give me Virginia Tech minus the 14.5. Easy peasy. All right. Tickets are expensive, right? If you've been listening to this show, you know all about this. But I got to shout these guys out. Ticket Smarter. TicketSmarter.com is the place to go get your tickets. You can use these promo codes at any time to save you some cash. That's what you're looking for. So, your promo codes are WCE10. That's WCE10. That's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. Or WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. And you can do it every single time. Every time you go to the website, whether it's for football games, concerts, you want to take your wife to a play, like some Broadway musical or whatever, it don't matter what it is. Basketball, football, concerts, shows, they got tickets to everything. Incredibly trusted third-party vendor. I recommend them. I've used them multiple times. And the tickets are great. Incredible value on the seats. Use the promo codes every time. WCE10, going to save you $10 off an order of $100 or more, and you ain't getting into some of these college football games for less than $100. Like, it ain't happening, especially for two seats. And I know most of you fools ain't going back yourself. Y'all ain't like me. Y'all ain't built like this. But WCE 10 or WCE 20, it's going to save you some money. So make sure that you save money every single time. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. I mean, this is very simple stuff. Very simple stuff. All right, let's get back at it. Let's get back at it. Let's keep this thing rolling. All right. Write our times down. The Ole Miss Rebels are headed to Wake Forest, and I have got a sneaking suspicion that Lane Kiffin is trying to get Jackson Dart involved in the Heisman.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
He's doing a pretty good job of it so far, right? So far, they keep rolling up points. They are naming their score. Ole Miss is a 22-point road favorite, 22.5. Total of 63.5 on this. It's 5:30 p.m. Central Time on the CW. And you look at Ole Miss's numbers. I mean, just the stats model against Wake Forest, even on the road, it's got Ole Miss favored by 52 points. Now, granted, Ole Miss has played the number 127 current strength of schedule. Okay, whatever. But Wake Forest has only played number 97. It's not like they're a whole lot better. Ole Miss could name their score here, I believe. I'm not a huge proponent of Hank Bachmeier, the new transfer quarterback that came in from Louisiana Tech. He was at Boise State before that. But what he's doing okay in this Wake Forest offense. You know, the claw offense is not quite the same that it used to be. But, all right, the problem isn't so much with the offense. I mean, look at the defensive numbers. Number 118 defensive success rate. I mean, you can't win games like that. Look at this. Number 117 in PPA per pass. Ole Miss's offense is number 2. Number 55 PPA per rush, but Ole Miss's offense is number 10. Wake Forest number 108 in offensive line yards allowed. Ole Miss number 33. Number 121 in stuff rate allowed. Or in stuff rate, and then Ole Miss's offense, number 55 in stuff rate allowed. Standard downs PPA, you got number 1 against number 99. I mean, this is, Ole Miss is going to stay ahead of the chains all night. They'll basically do what they want to. I mean, you look at the five factors rank, you got number 3 against number 90. Like, this is nuts. I don't think 22.5 is enough. Ole Miss does have, no, they got Georgia Southern next week. I thought Kentucky was next week. Not that that would be much to look ahead to anyway. But regardless, give me Ole Miss again, because I think they want to make this an incredibly memorable year, and they are going to put up points in droves over and over and over again. Staying in the SEC. The SEC that keeps traveling over to these other teams. And why don't we talk about the Vanderbilt Commodores, who I had a nice long rant about in today's Q&A on the BetUS show. They are a 10.5-point road favorite with a total of 46.5 at Georgia State, 6 p.m. Central Time, ESPN Plus. And let me tell you, what is it LA Knight says on WWE? Let me talk to you. Number 24, ESPN strength of record thus far. They're number 52 in PPA margin. Georgia State currently is number 122. This offense for Vanderbilt with Diego Pavia and what Jerry Kill and his former offensive coordinator Tim Beck are doing with that offense, I am a fan. I am a fan. They don't make a lot of stupid mistakes. They don't turn the ball over much, actually, at all. They're number one in giveaways per game with zero. But takeaways per game, 1.5 per game, number 41 there, so number 17 in turnover margin. Penalties per game could probably be cleaned up a little bit. They're not super explosive, but when you look at them, PPA per pass, number 16, but they only throw the ball 30% of the time. When it comes to running the ball, they run the ball 70% of the time. They're number 57 in PPA per rush. Average field position, they're way better in those numbers. The stats model has got Vanderbilt by 20.5. The power rating plus stats model that still has some of the priors built in has Vanderbilt by almost 12. I don't think that this is quite caught up to how good Vanderbilt has played thus far, and I don't necessarily trust Georgia State. Now, I do like their coaching staff, right? Del McGee, Jim Chaney, who's the defense coordinator, Kevin Scherer. I think Georgia State will be better as the season progresses. I mean, obviously, Del McGee got in there really late, like after spring practice, or after, I believe, it had started. Yeah, I'm going with Vanderbilt. And the reason for that, obviously, we're getting the worst of the number here, but I also think this thing could keep going. I like Vanderbilt. let's see, AM all day. If Vandy wins, my over win total for the season hits, and I like the 10.5 for Vandy. Yeah, so I also had Vandy over 2.5, but I mean, it was super juiced, right? Like -200. I think by the end or before kickoff on week zero, I think it was like -220 at a couple of spots. So I got the -200. If you were able to get better than that, because I think it was like 3 or 3.5 at the majority of places before that. So we'd still have one more, but they play Ball State here in a few weeks. So probably going to get there anyway. And the way that the season is setting up, this Vandy schedule is not as intimidating as it was initially. Let's look at it. At Georgia State, at Missouri, obviously Missouri, that was going to be pretty rough. But aside from that, bye week, and then they host Alabama. They play at Kentucky, Ball State, Texas, at Auburn, South Carolina, at LSU, Tennessee. Are they going bowling? Probably not. But I think there's a few more wins on there than they maybe expected. So I'm buying all the Vandy stock. Like, Diego Pavia is the real deal. That dude will fight you in the street. Like, and I love players like that. So I'm all about it. Give me Vandy -10.5 on that one. All right, continuing on. And, boy, I thought I was going to get this done within an hour. And maybe I'm not. But by God, I'm going to try. Scotty jumped in. Kentucky may be the new Vandy. Whew. Boy, that'd be terrible. Toledo at Mississippi State. And Mississippi State currently a 12.5-point favorite, total of 59.5. This thing opened at State -9.5 with a total of 56.5. And its total's gone up 3 points. State is favored by, or has gone up 3 points in the spread. I tend to agree with it. Although the stat projection has Toledo -5, and it has State with the power rating, et cetera, State -4, I'm going to trust Mississippi State here. I'm going to roll with the steam. I think it should be about 2 touchdowns. I think my numbers are wrong on this, because Toledo, if you look at turnover margin, they are number 8. They got 2 takeaways per game on average right now, but they took advantage of some. I think they got outgained by UMass last week. Still won the game big, but a lot of it had to do with field position. So on offense, they are number 3 in the country in average field position. State's defense is number 7. So State's defense ought to be able to kind of whip that into shape. Five factors rank, you know, when you look at talent, et cetera, it should be pretty interesting. First half point margin, obviously State got shellacked last week by Arizona State. You look at the strength of schedule, though. Toledo, number 129, and Mississippi State, number 40. Who you played matters. Who you played matters. So while my numbers point you in a completely different direction, until this thing gets to 14, I tend to lean State because I think they are going to put up some crazy numbers. Jeff Lebby's offense is a lot of fun. Who have we got for State coming up next week? They get to host Florida next week. Yeah, they'll get the offense rolling. They'll get the offense rolling. I mean, look at the PPA margin. Mississippi State, number 53. Toledo, number 81. That is the way that it goes. All right. Good. I only spent like 2 minutes on that one. Okay, this one is interesting. Air Force going to Baylor. And Baylor, a 15.5-point home favorite, total of 41.5 on this 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1. Oh, that Mississippi State game is on ESPNU, by the way. So this one, Step on a Duck on Twitter hit me up about this, and he kind of walked me through how Troy Calhoun's offense is broken. And he made some very riveting arguments. So while my numbers are pointing a certain direction, I'm going to go All Day got Vandy at minus 190. Boy, I'm jealous of that. Jealous of that win total. I want to go with Air Force because I think it's very difficult to get margin on them. And we saw this a couple of years ago in a bowl game where Air Force kind of just ran right over Baylor. But I don't think Baylor wanted to be there. It was like situationally, it didn't work. In this situation, you know, Baylor has Air Force, and then they play at Colorado next week. But I just get the feeling, like, Baylor's defense, number 13 in rushing success rate allowed, they're not going to let them throw it. Not that Air Force throws it very much anyway. But, I mean, teams are trying to run on Baylor a lot, because the secondary is really good. And it turns out Baylor's actually pretty decent against the run as well. Something's up with Air Force. They're 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 straight up thus far on the season. I'm going to trust Step on a Duck. That's what I'm going to do. If there is something wrong with Air Force's offense, this could be a very, very, very long day. So while my numbers up here say Baylor, you know, minus 11 or 11.5, stat model has Baylor minus 9. I mean, you look at it, Air Force has played number 102 current strength of schedule. Baylor's played number 27. Baylor way better in the power rating, etc. Yeah, I'm going to take Baylor minus 15.5. It's not the best number, but yeah, let's watch it together. Let's just see what happens on Saturday. All right. The Baylor Bears. How many does Aranda have to win to keep his job? That's what I'm curious about. Okay. Carrying on. Colorado and Colorado State. Colorado State is a home dog of 7.5 points, total of 58.5, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. That's right, big time CBS, because why not? It's Coach Prime. Why not? My stats tend to lean Colorado State. However, I don't think Colorado State is good. Like, I think I don't feel like they are going to be able to take advantage of any of the weaknesses of Colorado. Right? You look at Colorado and number 109 in offensive line yards, number 80 in stuff rate, number 70 in standard downs PPA. Like, all these different things. I don't think this Colorado State defense can slow those down. And I know that they're running the ball like almost 60% of the time. And yeah, they're number 13 in rushing success, etc. But you look at offensive line yards, they're number 58. Colorado's defense is number 59. Stuff rate allowed, they're number 111. Colorado's defense number 105. Look at I think that you really needed to be able to throw the football, and Colorado State has not been able to thus far. I think Colorado might put it on them. So I hate that this thing is still at 7.5, because I kind of thought that we were... Man, I'm really back and forth on this. The power rating here has got Colorado by significantly more, but the fact that this is a home game for Colorado State at night on CBS, I mean, we just saw Hawaii do this with UCLA. Has Colorado State been saving stuff up for this one because of the way that things went down last year in Boulder? I mean, you all remember how that thing went. Scotty said this really should be a blowout for the Buffs. It should be. But, I mean, my God, I've talked about the fact that home dogs have already hit at a 70% clip through week two. And there's not been a bunch of them. But this is certainly one of them. And this is a team that took them to overtime last year. And Colorado State was not very good last year, and I don't think Colorado is very good this year. What does that offensive line do after Shadur threw him under the bus again? Right? I mean, he just keeps going into these press conferences and doing the same damn thing. Where he's, well, how many times did Raiola get hit? Like, well, why are we talking about that? Like, my God. Like, yeah, we understand that your team overall did not play very well. Like, don't do this whole blame game crap. I get so irritated. You know, I'm going to take a stand. Colorado State plus 7.5. Why not? I don't know. I would do things so differently than the way they do. And, I mean, obviously they know what they're doing. Everybody's talking about them. But, like, man. I just said this on a live stream. Man, this thing's going to get clipped. I know it is. Jesus. Frustrating. Okay. Next game up. Like the vid, subscribe to the channel, share it out, visit bettingcfb.com, become a member over there. I post some bonus content, etc. over there. But I would certainly appreciate you guys for becoming a member and helping me out. You know, so I can keep growing this thing, so I can keep doing this stuff. Because, my God, I love talking about college football. I really, really do. All right. Next on the board. The Tennessee Volunteers are hosting the Kent State Golden Flashes, and the Volunteers are a 49.5-point home favorite, total of 62.5. It is 6:45 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. And, man, you just look at those numbers, don't you? Number 9 in PPA margin for Tennessee. Number 125 for Kent State. Kent State got beat by St. Francis last week at home. FCS team. I don't have them favored in a single game for the rest of the season. The implied score on a 62.5-point spread that was 47.5 when I made this, that would be 55-7.5. Tennessee can name their score. So, with a trip to Oklahoma coming up next week, what do they want to do? Kent State can't run the ball. They can't really throw the ball. And even if they do try to throw the ball, they're number 127 in havoc rate allowed, and Tennessee is number 9. James Pierce in that defensive front, they get after the quarterback. You saw it against NC State. If NC State in that offensive line cannot block, I can't imagine what they're going to do here. The smartest thing is probably to just take the Tennessee first quarter line or the first half line or whatever, because who knows what's going to happen in the second half. But for the purposes of this show, maybe Kent State. I can't do it. Give me Tennessee. I mean, who in their right mind could possibly... Tennessee could put up 80 in this game. I mean, so the spread is 62.5. The stats model has it 66.76. And it's... you see up here, Kent State... I have them scoring 0.11 points, and I've got Tennessee scoring 66.87. They really could. They've already done it. I mean, look at the points per game margin, 53.5. It's good for number 2. I mean, they're scoring 60 points a game. They're only giving up 6.5. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous what Tennessee's doing. Josh Heupel, rolling right now. You are absolutely, Scotty, talk about that Colorado rant. You're only saying what we're all thinking. Yeah, it's frustrating. All right, carrying on, headed to game number 17. And write my time down here. I might fit this into an hour. We'll see. Virginia is hosting Maryland. Virginia, a 2.5-point home dog, total of 57.5. 7 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on the ACC Network. And let me look at some numbers here, because Maryland being favored on the road here does not align with what the stats model says, which says that Virginia is a 7.5-point favorite. However, when you pull up the power rating and combine it with the stats model, at that point, then you have Maryland as a 5.5-point favorite. Maryland looked really good against UConn and made some mistakes against Michigan State. Right? So when you look at fundamental things like turnover margin, penalties per game, Maryland is number 84 in penalties per game. But Virginia is number 19 in that spot. Virginia, number 84 in turnover margin. Maryland is number 4 in that metric. The offense, you know, not great at running the ball, but also Virginia is not great at stopping it. Virginia's defense is not very good. But Maryland can throw it a little bit. They're throwing the ball over 50% of the time. They're number 11 in PPA per pass. They're number 39 in passing explosiveness. Virginia's defense is number 60 in explosiveness allowed. On the other side, Virginia, number 15 in PPA per pass. But they're not very explosive. They're number 108 in passing explosiveness. Number 46 in havoc rate allowed. Maryland can't really get after the quarterback. They're number 99 there. This kind of goes back and forth. Do I really trust my power ratings that still have some of the priors in here? I think this game could be really, really tight. I'm going to go with Maryland to be able to get the win. Virginia coming off of a big win over Wake Forest last week. Virginia, I don't think this is a look-ahead spot for them, but let's see. Virginia has got at Coastal Carolina next week. Maryland has got Villanova next week. So this is one that Maryland's going to be kind of focused on. Big Ten team going to, you know, former conference foe. Yeah, I'll ride with Maryland for now, especially under a field goal. Man, I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about that one. I want to see Anthony Calandria against this defense. That's what I want to see. Bring it on, baby. All right, headed to game number 18 now. I spent too long on that one. Rice is traveling to Houston. Houston, a 4.5-point home favorite, total of 44.5. 7 p.m. Central Time on ESPN Plus. So, of course, the streaming service. But let's look at this thing. Drew said backdoor over Maryland. Yeah. Scotty Adams said, I love Virginia's quarterback. He's the modern-day Rudy. Yeah. And Drew said, everybody looks good against UConn. There is something to that, my friend. There is something to that. Okay. Houston did not look very good at all week one against UNLV, but maybe UNLV is a fantastic football team. Houston did look a lot better against Oklahoma in week two, but now we kind of think that Oklahoma is not very good. Houston still could not score. They put up 7 points against UNLV. They put up 12 points against Oklahoma. Granted, two defensive-minded coaches. Willie Fritz is trying to build some culture and install his kind of offense here. But the defense has been okay. Number 31 in PPA per rush. And at the same time, Rice is also number 31 in PPA per rush. Rice not throwing the ball a whole lot under EJ Warner. I mean, it's... Let me take that back. They're throwing it a lot. They're not very good at it. That makes sense. Number 110 in passing success rate. I mean, this Rice team got obliterated by Sam Houston State. I think Houston is on par with Sam Houston State. You look at the power rating. I've got them at number 87. I've got Rice at number 91. Houston would have to be able to score, though. My power rating plus stats has got Houston plus one up here. Plus 1.5. I've got Rice favored in the game. I mean, that's something. And now, power ratings-wise, I've got Houston by, let's see, so that's about, let's say, one, almost 1.5 points, roundabout. And you toss on, what, 2.5 average? So let's say 4 points, just power rating, pure power rating. But, man, when you look at the stats, like, Houston prefers to throw the ball 54% of the time, almost 55. Rice's defense is pretty good at that. Number 25 PPA per pass, number 17 passing success rate, number 17 passing explosiveness allowed. Houston's offense would have to be able to find a way to score, and I don't see it. That's the way I'm looking at it. So, maybe it's too many points. No. No. Give me the... I talk myself out of this stuff so easily. Give me Rice plus 4.5 on this. I mean, it would make all the sense in the world for Willie Fritz to get his first win, etc. Mike Bloomgren knows what he's doing. Tui Asosopo, the offensive coordinator, he'll be able to figure it out with the E.J. Warner. Like, I feel pretty good about this. Give me Rice plus 4.5. Houston might go winless. That ain't good, right? All right. BYU heading to Wyoming. Talked about this a little bit on the BetUS Q&A today. My number on this is actually BYU by 14.78. So let's just say 15. It wasn't 9.5. It's out to 10.5. I think some books actually have this at 11. Stat model has this BYU minus 22. But this thing is in Laramie. I hate betting against Wyoming in Laramie. But Wyoming is freaking terrible. This team, number 127 in turnover margin, number 129 in points per play, 103 in penalties per game, so they're not even buttoned up as far as that shit goes. Net points per drive, number 129, number 126 in PPA margin, number 134 in offensive PPA per drive. And BYU, surprisingly awesome thus far. Scotty jumps in, you can't lose to food. It's true. You cannot lose to food. Not supposed to lose to rice, if you're, especially if you're Houston. So, BYU, number 9 in ESPN strength of schedule. Thus far, number 35 in PPA margin. They looked good against SMU. SMU had significantly more talent. But even when it comes to just power rating, I mean, number 62 for BYU, number 122 for Wyoming, and that is a massive adjustment. Like, Wyoming has been terrible. This BYU offense is actually kind of surprising. I found that interesting. They're number 19 in penalties per game. You know you're going to get that out of Kalani Sitake's bunch. I mean, the number swelled up a little bit. 10.5 isn't crazy, though. So I'll take the favorite. I liked a lot of dogs early. Now here I am going with road favorites. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing? BYU minus 10.5 is where I'm going on that one. And we'll move to our last game of the night. Again, I appreciate you guys so much. So much. 102.45. All right, so let's do that. I'll put in the chapters afterwards if you want to go back and see any of these. Next week is going to be more buttoned up. Tonight, it's just been a very long week, and it's only Wednesday. Whew, not great. Not great. Okay, here we go. Cal is hosting San Diego State. Cal, of course, beat Auburn last week. Cal is an 18.5 point home favorite, total of 47.5. 9:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPN. And the stats model has Cal favored by 3.34. Now, how that is possible, considering San Diego State did not score on Oregon State last week, I don't know. Cal is number 3 in ESPN strength of record. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I don't think that going and winning at Auburn is that big of a deal unless you are an SEC team because it is quite apparent that Hugh Freeze does not give a damn about anything other than games against Georgia or Alabama or Ole Miss or some of these other SEC teams. And he may not even give a damn right now. He may just be collecting a check. Stephen Godfrey had it right when he said that it is the damnedest thing that Hugh Freeze could be in trouble because he didn't go pay a player. I mean, that's some of the weirdest stuff you've ever seen in your life. But I will say this. It was not just Peyton Thorne. It was not that they needed another quarterback. It was that Cal's defensive line whipped their offensive line. They got all these four stars and all these blue chippers. None of them showed up. None of them did what they were supposed to do. It's just so insane. I don't know. Drew said Wyoming had covered at home 13 or 14 in a row before they dropped that one to Idaho. Yeah. I mean, the changeover in coaching staffs has been much more drastic than I thought it would be. I will say that. So anyway, I've been talking about Wyoming and Auburn and all this, and now let's talk about Cal and San Diego State. Stats plus power rating, I've got Cal favored by about 11. I think this number is a little too high. If you just look at power rating alone, then you've got Cal favored by 14-ish, roundabout. I don't know that I would add any kind of home field advantage for this team. But you're coming all the way back from Auburn. San Diego State got to play at home last week. Now they just short flight up to Berkeley. No big deal. 18.5 is kind of nuts. Total of 47.5 on this. It's kind of a low total with a pretty high point spread. Yeah, I'll take Sean Lewis. I know that they bit me last week, but you know, the implied score here is 33.5-16. Like, Cal, if I'm not mistaken, is headed back across the country again next week. Yeah, they play at Florida State next week. Go to Auburn, fly all the way back to Berkeley, go all the way out to Tallahassee. After that, they get a bye week, but then they host Miami. And then after Miami, they got to go to Pitt on the other side. This thing's going to get nuts quickly. I think San Diego State can stay in this thing. Marquez Cooper, the running back, didn't do a big-time job last week, but I think Oregon State's defensive line is actually better against the run than Cal's. Cal's defense is number 102. Like, it wasn't that Cal was necessarily stopping Auburn, per se. But, I mean, they're number one in turnover margin because of that, because Peyton threw him the football four times. But they were able to get after the quarterback. I think the pace that Sean Lewis's offense plays with, they'll be able to get the ball out quicker. They'll be able to run a little bit faster, some more misdirection kind of stuff. I think he'll be able to take advantage of how aggressive Cal's defensive line is. They got to cut down on the penalties, by God, because San Diego State, number 133 in the country. But Cal is number 103, so it's not like they're a whole lot better. San Diego State does not turn the ball over, neither does Cal. Yeah. Yeah, this number got too high. Give me San Diego State plus the 18.5. All right. Let's recap this thing, and then let's get out of here. It's been a long night. I probably need to start chopping up videos, too, anyway. We are taking Michigan minus 22.5. We're taking North Texas plus 9.5. We are taking BC plus 16.5 at Missouri. Ball State plus 36.5, because why would Miami run it up? Well, I know why they would, but still. Purdue plus 9.5 at home against Notre Dame, because I don't think the Irish are very good. A&M minus 3.5 at Florida. Nevada plus 17.5 at Minnesota. I like Troy plus 22.5 at Iowa. Utah minus 20.5 on the road. Props to Corby on that one. Virginia Tech minus 14.5, because the Old Dominion quarterback is apparently going to be out. Ole Miss minus 22.5 at Wake Forest. Vandy minus 10.5. Mississippi State minus 12.5. Baylor minus 15.5 against Air Force. Colorado State plus 7.5, because why not? Tennessee minus 49.5 because who in their right mind could possibly bet on Kent State right now? Maryland -2.5 at Virginia. I like Rice +4.5 at Houston, BYU -10.5 at Wyoming, and San Diego State +18.5 at Cal. Oh, what a night it's been. What a night it's been. Scotty said, great show. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate you guys. I do. This was a lot of fun. Maybe I start doing this again. Maybe I'll be a little more buttoned up. It'll be a little bit easier. I'll remember how to work everything and whatever else. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually. But man, what a week. BettingCFB.com for all the bonus content, along with, what is the other? Winning Cures Everything, of course. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you check out the podcast as well. This will be up there in a little while. And I'm going to be recording another pod tomorrow to go on the pod. I might do it for YouTube and podcast. I don't know. But there's stuff that'll be on the podcast that you don't get on YouTube. There already is stuff on there if you want to go check it out. Betting CFB also has bonus content as well. And that's $5 for a month or $50 for the year. And you guys already know I do this year-round. All day, thanks for your insight. And your thoughts always helps with my thought process. Of course. I do my best. I try and share with you guys. It's a fun community, right? You guys are awesome. So I certainly appreciate all of you being here. It's 10 o'clock Central Time here. I'm going to start cutting up videos. That's what I'm going to do. All right. You guys have been fantastic. Thank you all. Make sure you're subscribed. Share the show out. You guys know what to do. Hit me up on X later. And we'll have ourselves quite the weekend of college football. With that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.